Take a deeper dive with Steve Barkley in one of his five books. Available in electronic and printed formats, add Steve's books to your district's resources or to your personal collection at barkleypd.com/books.
Hello and welcome to the Steve Barkley Ponders Out Loud podcast. For the last 35 years, I've had the opportunity to learn with educators at all levels, both nationally and internationally. In each of the coming episodes, I'll explore my thoughts and my learning on a variety of topics connected to teaching, learning, and leading. Thanks for listening in. Paraphrasing to build communication and coaching. Paraphrasing is an active listening communication skill. Engaged in a conversation with a person rather than asking them a question to confirm your understanding, you take the message that you're receiving from the person and you play it back to them in a statement followed by a pause, which usually causes them to add additional information or at minimum give you a yes that lets you know your interpretation of what you're hearing is correct and accurate. I like to title this skill confirmatory paraphrasing. So it's not confirmatory parroting, which is just repeating back exactly what the person said. You may have had that experience of meeting someone the day that they came back from some active listening training. And as you begin to talk to them, you're followed with, so you're saying, so you're saying, so you're saying. And you kind of want to hit them upside the head and say, if you'd shut up and listen to me, you wouldn't have to keep repeating what I'm saying. A paraphrasing says that I'm pulling a message from listening to you. That message is influenced by your tone of voice. It's influenced by your body language. It's influenced by my past history with you. And I'm taking that message, that interpretation that I'm receiving, and I'm playing it back for you to confirm. So as you're listening to a person in coaching, you might confirm the facts, the feelings, the attitudes or opinions. You might confirm an intention they have or a commitment that they're making. When using the confirmatory paraphrase, your statement that you make needs to end with a period with your voice tone. Example, you will finish tomorrow is a confirmatory paraphrase. You'll finish tomorrow is a question, even though the words are the same. So here's some examples. Imagine that you're in a coaching session and the teacher says to you, it's frustrating to put so much time into planning a lesson and then not have it go well. Here's kind of a series of different confirmatory paraphrases I might use from that one statement from the teacher. Confirming the facts, I might say, you put a lot of time into planning this lesson. Confirming the facts, I might say, the students were unable to complete the independent activity that you designed. If I were to confirm the feelings, I might respond to the teacher with, you're worried about what to do now, or you're angry about the way the students responded, or even you're embarrassed to have gotten that outcome while I was observing. Now, remember, as you're listening to these, you're forming a different one in your head, because you're seeing a different teacher, you're hearing a different tone. So it's not like there's one correct response here. So to continue, the teacher said, it's frustrating to put so much time into planning a lesson and then not have it go well. I might also confirm an attitude or an opinion. You believe your planning time was wasted, or you think this should be easier. If I were to confirm an intention, I'd be looking to confirm a future action the person might take. You're planning to reteach this. Next time you think you'd break it down into smaller instructional chunks. And lastly, one that I like to use is the confirmatory paraphrase of commitment. I'm looking to reinforce a belief I'm hearing from the teacher. So my confirmatory paraphrase of commitment might sound like this. You're determined to do whatever it takes for your students to master this concept. Now, why would I choose to use a confirmatory paraphrase over asking a question? My question, are you going to reteach this, could be used to confirm, similar to my confirmatory paraphrase, you're planning to reteach this. Confirmatory paraphrases invite a response. Questions require a response. So often one of the concerns with questioning is that questions communicate control. If you think of an irate parent coming to school, the irate parent may come in the door asking questions. And as long as they're asking questions, they're in control. And if you find yourself feeling on the defensive because of their action, you may fire a question back at them in order to pull control onto your side. So whenever you're in a situation where you're looking to downplay your authority, one way to communicate that is to have fewer questions and more confirmatory paraphrases. Coaching is often a spot where you're looking to communicate exactly that message. And so making your questions more open-ended and having fewer questions because of the use of confirmatory paraphrasing allows you to communicate that more shared partnership level with the teacher you're coaching. I have found the confirmatory paraphrase a very useful strategy when I'm responding to what you might call a gripe, a complaint, or an excuse coming from the person that I'm coaching. And in my head, I understand that I can't coach a gripe. So I have to go through a process of turning the person's gripe or complaint into a goal. And I have found that a strategy of using a series of confirmatory paraphrases often can help me do that. Here's an example. The teacher makes this statement. My students won't read an assignment, so I don't see how I can do anything other than present information in class, hoping they'll remember some of it. Hearing that response from the teacher, I'm not sure of any direction I could take at that point. Let me repeat. My students won't read an assignment, so I don't see how I can do anything other than present information in class, hoping they'll remember some of it. So I might respond first with a confirmatory paraphrase of fact. You have not been able to get many of the students to work outside of class. When the teacher responds positively to me that is the concern, I might follow with a confirmatory paraphrase of feeling. You're worried that presenting information in class won't get the student achievement that you want. Hopefully the teacher would respond confirming my thinking and perhaps giving me additional information, which could alter the direction that I take. If the teacher confirms that, again, my statement, you're worried that presenting information in class won't get the student achievement you want. If I get a positive response to that, I might follow with this. If students read outside of class, you would teach differently. If the teacher responded positively to that, my next response might be, you want to find a way to get them to read outside of class. If I get a positive response to that statement, I now have what I could call a goal, getting students to read outside of class. I have gone through the process of changing the gripe that I have to teach the way I'm teaching because kids don't read out of class. I've been able to turn that gripe now into a goal. Now, as a coach, I can tackle that goal along with the teacher. Here's another example. The teacher states, too many of my students don't care about their grades. There's no way to motivate them to work. Failing them isn't a threat. My confirmatory paraphrase back to the teacher might be, you have a strong desire for your students to do well. I sure hope I get a positive response to that. if I don't, I've probably got a bigger problem. So let me give you that one again. You have a strong desire for your students to do well. If I get a positive response from the teacher on that, I might follow with, grades just don't seem to be it. That hopefully will cause the teacher to talk a little bit more, and I would then come back with the paraphrase, you see a need to find a different way to motivate your students. When the teacher responds positively to that statement, I now have taken the gripe to a goal, finding a different way, something other than grades, to bring about motivation. I encourage you to take some time to consciously think about practicing confirmatory paraphrases. I find that it's a great way to slow myself down and improve my listening skills. Thank you for joining us. Thanks for listening, folks. I'd love to hear what you're pondering. You can find me on Twitter at Steve Barkley, or send me your questions and find my videos and blogs at barkleypd.com.